Good morning. This is Barbara Lampson, Minnesota River Valley Master Gardener. And with me this morning is my fellow Master Gardener,
Karen Wright.
Hey, Karen. Here it is, April. And we're talking about, you know, when to start planting now. We get very anxious. If we have a day of sunshine, we want to get out and start digging.
We've been anxious since January when we had no snow, I think.
That's right. We certainly have been. But now it's even worse, it seems like. And also, I have noticed in my garden, I have some small plants that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those are perennials, and I'm very happy to see their happy little faces. And I've got some crocus that are coming up. It's color. It's just...
Finally, the color is coming. Yes,
yeah.
I appreciate that a lot. But we're talking about seeds and things to plant now.
Exactly.
And, you know, some things in April we can plant. I know at the end of April I've planted radish in the past. I've
mm-hmm.
planted peas in the past. And some of those things that don't mind it being a little cooler.
Yeah. And, you know, we have this great big cold frame now. I was just out checking on it this morning. Dave's had it planted with radishes that he started at different times. And we have spinach in there. We have lettuce in there. And
has anything popped up yet?
Oh, it's all growing. It's
okay.
And it's doing really a remarkable job.
Even with the snow on top?
No, it's in the hothouse. And
it has
the whole glass top. And I went out to clean the snow off the glass because it prevents the heat from getting in there. And oh my goodness, it looks just really great. And this cover on this with the glass on, it's so big and so heavy. David had to make a pulley system for me. And then you can lock it in place when you get it open. But it's really, really slick. And these things, they just love it in there. They're looking absolutely wonderful.
Well, what about planting other seeds? When should we plant most of them? Because it goes based on the frost.
It is. And, of course, on the soil temperature.
Yes.
So there are some things like peas that you can start when the soil is 45 degrees.
Correct.
And there are some that they like that when the soil is 60 degrees. So we call these the cold weather plants or the warm weather plants.
And so, but May 15th is a date you mentioned to me earlier. What does May 15th signify?
It's supposed to be the last frost date. And, you know, it's like any of those dates that have on our calendar, we've used for years, Mother Nature has changed.
Absolutely.
She's not following this at all. So you just have to kind of play it by ear.
I know my sister used to say, my parents apparently, I don't remember this, but you should plant your potato by April 15th. Now, I think that's a little early, but you could get potatoes in now.
I don't know.
Or is it still a little early, do you think?
I think it's early.
Okay.
You know, because when you consider that if you look at the nighttime temperatures, which we have to consider too,
sure.
At night, the temperature really drops. So the soil isn't as warm as what you might think it is, unless you have some little spots that are in the sunlight, protected from the wind.
Microclimate?
Yeah, microclimate is what they are. And they have warmed up for you, and you could get away with something like that. But I would personally wait. Now it's going to be wet. After this
rain. Well, thank
rain.
Goodness we had some rain at the end of March.
Oh, yeah. We needed it desperately.
Yeah.
We needed rain more than we needed anything. We really did. And I noticed when I was out walking on the grass that it doesn't crack anymore. It's wet. I mean, it's wet. So maybe it's my imagination, but it seemed to me like the grass was even a little greener than what it had been before.
Oh, I know. And a lot of my tulips and things had come up before we got that rain, and now they just burst.
Yes. And you know, with the snow, it was so interesting because the daffodils had buds on them.
Okay.
And I thought for sure they were goners. And the bud stem was standing up above the snow. And now the snow has melted. Everything looks just great. This is an amazing time of the year. Get out every day and check and see what's going on. If you'd like more information about gardening, contact your extension service. This is Barb Lampson, along with
Karen Wright,
wishing you happy spring.